count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
Back here on Rutherford Issues, WGNS AM-FM, and time to bring in Carrie Boylan, who I called Terry a minute ago, just to see if she was listening. Did you catch that a minute ago?
No, I didn't, because I was already here. I was talking to Melissa, which, thank you so much for the coffee.
Don't ask her when you go back up who made the coffee, and then we'll see what type of person she is.
Okay. I can do that.
She may take credit, then she may not. I'm not sure. But anyway, coffee good, is it?
Excellent.
Excellent coffee. Well, tell us why you're here. Why are you here?
Well, you asked me to come. You asked me to come and talk about some other things that are going on in the community in Rutherford County that your listeners might be interested in.
You came by, gosh, how long ago was that?
July.
Was it really July?
Mm-hmm.
And I introduced you as a firecracker, and then that kind of blossomed into this.
Well, say exploded.
Exploded. That's good. You're quick-witted there, aren't you?
A little funny.
What is it that you do here in this community?
Someone once told me I should say that I'm a professional community volunteer, so that's what I do.
Professional community volunteer. Mm-hmm. You have, if there's something going on, Carrie is usually there. You kind of have your fingers around a lot of things that are going on in terms of, you know, community work, working with nonprofits and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. I am.
So what makes that unique and bringing it into this show? Because what you're going to be doing over the next several weeks, we're going to reintroduce you, and you're going to actually come in and bring your own flavor and ideas to the program in an interview segment on this program.
Correct.
So how's that going to work?
It's just going to be very simple. Typically, we hear a lot about the nonprofits that have aligned themselves with some of the agencies in town. And there are a lot of people out there that are doing great things for our community that may not necessarily make it to the radio. So I usually seek out those folks or somehow get involved with those folks. And I plan on perhaps interviewing one or two of them here on the show so that they can tell people what they're doing. Unsung volunteering, I call it.
Unsung volunteering. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that.
Thank you.
We need to come up with some kind of catchy name.
That
may catch on.
Okay.
Okay, so are you from the Bronx, Wisconsin? I'm trying to figure out the accent.
Well, I know that you probably have at least $100 to give away today, Brian, for the first listener to call in to guess where I'm from.
No, this is small town radio, you know.
Why don't you tell our listeners where you believe I'm from?
Let's see, somewhere is, how is that said? Over the pond?
Is yes, that, mm-hmm. That is correct.
Jolly old England?
That would be correct, yes.
So I thought this would be a really neat opportunity just to kind of introduce you to the community. You're going to be a voice that is heard on this segment of the program. October 2nd, I think, is your first mm-hmm. Interview that's coming up.
Yes.
But it's not going to sound like... not going to sound like me when you come across the pond.
No.
So.
No.
Do you have people that say, Carrie, say something?
All the time. And I say something.
Does it bother you at all?
No, of course not. Feedback I oftentimes get from folks in town or anywhere is I love to hear you talk. Which is interesting because you want me to do the interviewing, which means I won't be doing much talking at all, will I?
You'll be doing a fair share. It depends on the interviewee, I guess, how much talking you do. But
yeah.
You had expressed an interest in bringing to light some of the unsung volunteers that work here in this community, and thought this would be a great opportunity for you to do that. And it's someone that you know, so why should I get in the way of that?
Right.
Even though it is on the program, Rutherford Issues, you're going to be kind of a contributor and doing the interview yourself. So that's going to be very exciting. We are trying to branch out and add new voices, new opinions, new ideas here to the radio station, and this is one way for us to do that. So what's on your mind in terms of who you would like to have on? I mean, have you given any thought to some possible interviews in the future?
I've given quite a bit of thought to the types of folks that I would like to have on the show. And I think, as you've pointed out, I'm going to have to know them to some degree. So I've decided that the first guest or guests will most likely be on a topic that is most dear to me, which is the elderly, and how we need to advocate and be responsible for our elderly as a whole. And we have a Council on Aging here in Rutherford County, and they are going to be having a forum in October that immediately addresses our senior folks, and it'll be an open forum discussing end-of-life issues. And I'm going to get into a little bit more detail come the October interview, but I'll have Tim Spears, who's the president, and Judy Campbell, who's the historian, to join us here on the radio. And of course, Brian, I'd love to have you as a guest.
As a guest?
Yeah.
I'm not. Are you saying I'm aging?
I guess. Well, I think we all are, aren't we?
Well, I guess so. I guess so. The fact that you're tackling that, and I think last time when you were here, wasn't it something dealing with kids?
Yes. Yes. Project Health. Oh, by the way, happy belated birthday, Bobby. Yes, absolutely, Project Help.
So Project Help and working with the elderly, you've shared with other passions. What are some areas that you will probably dive into?
Probably exercise, nutrition. That's something that I think people can benefit from. And maybe we'll have a few folks in here that'll talk about how to take care of yourself, but it'll always be underlying around philanthropy, volunteering, non-profits, doing something just because they can. That type of show is what I have in mind. It's an evolution, I think, or an evolution. Which one's correct, Brian?
Evolution.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. We're so polite around here.
We are.
Where are the tea and crumpets, or whatever you call them? Is that what it is?
It can be, yeah. Has absolutely no relevance to this conversation whatsoever.
But none. None.
But I will say the folks that are listening overseas at the moment, England.
Are they rolling?
Yes, England, Ireland, Greece, and Australia. I have friends and family in those countries, and far-reaching in America too. So maybe we'll have more folks listening overseas as well.
Well, they're probably saying, who is this guy asking her about tea and crumpets? And it has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
But they're having a good laugh overseas right now if they're listening, so that's important.
You know, that and I think I told you last time, Piers Morgan are my only two really connections to England, so except for you now. So I'm glad at least maybe Mr. Morgan can... I won't even use him as a reference to England anymore.
Oh! Thank you.
Haven't they
Piers Morgan and my name in the same sentence. I never thought I'd ever hear that. Thank you very much, Brian.
Is he a well-respected guy over there?
I really couldn't comment either way because I haven't been over in England for such a period of time. Mm. Piers is a good entertaining fella, and he's an excellent broadcaster. That much I do know.
So. Well, interesting. He's kind of, you love him or you hate him.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, nothing wrong with Pierce at all.
Okay, so you haven't been in England for a while. Mm-hmm. You have been in the United States. Mm-hmm. You've been in Murfreesboro for how long?
It's just about 3 years.
About 3 years. You really like this area?
I do. I love Murfreesboro. In fact, I'm really glad that we're staying. There was a point in time where we might have to relocate further north, but that's been cancelled as of this point, so I will be staying with my husband in Murfreesboro, and I'm excited about that. But we are moving from our current location to a different place.
Well, at least you're staying here in the area. Climate, weather, what's the best things about Rutherford County and Murfreesboro?
I like the people. I really like the people. And why not volunteer in the volunteer state, and why not volunteer in Murfreesboro? And I'm gave myself a gift, and the gift of volunteering for 1 year without a compensation, just the need to help and the desire to control my own schedule is a big motivator.
Does Tennessee live up to its volunteer state moniker?
Yes. I can say that because I've lived in more than one state.
Well, I thought you would bring an interesting perspective, mm-hmm. kind of an international perspective to that.
Mm-hmm. Because I've lived overseas, it's brought up to be very much like Murfreesboro in the town that I grew up in. People took care of one another. And I came to America, and the culture was different. And I've lived in several states, and definitely Tennessee earns and needs the respect of the volunteer state, for sure.
We are talking to Carrie Boylan. Carrie is going to be contributing to the Rutherford Issues program starting in the month of October. October 2nd, I believe, is the very mm-hmm. first interview. We've had some lengthy conversations recently about some of your passions, and I also know that you mentioned October is pretty special in terms of being Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well.
Yes, that's correct.
And so that may be some subject matter we take up at some point.
We will probably be talking about breasts and cancer.
Sure.
I mean, I am very blessed in that I do not have a condition with breast cancer at this time. However, just a day or two ago, a girlfriend of mine, her mother has been diagnosed with breast cancer. I just think it's just a good time to go get them checked, go get the girls checked. Our local community, our hospital is doing their part with the big mobile that can go around to the far-reaching counties. I was just at the Power of Pink on Saturday evening. It was fabulous. What a great turnout. They work so hard. And they do so much for the community. And I'm just excited that October's coming and I'm able to talk more about my passion around breast cancer. And I love pink as well.
So. And that helps.
It helps.
It hasn't affected you directly,
mm-mm,
yet
no.
You're interested. And it takes a very special person to take up an interest that you're not directly affected.
Oh.
Doesn't it? Don't you think or not?
No.
Really?
I don't think so, but that's my view.
I mean, you're ranging from kids to the elderly to breast cancer awareness. I mean, you kind of fall in several categories that if you just look at Carrie Boylan, maybe you would not fit you into that peg of volunteering.
This is why radio is perfect. Nobody can see what I look like.
Well, that's true. I like your little hat today, though.
Thank you.
See, I've given a part of
right.
that away.
Bad hair day.
I wish I could do something with that, but it's I'm losing it. But that's part of the aging process, I guess. Carrie, the fact that you're doing this radio thing, how did you become interested in that? Why do you want to bring attention to these subjects here on the radio?
I want to help people who don't have a voice for themselves.
That's
simple.
It.
If you are giving me the opportunity to come on and talk about a subject that's important to me and to my view, I'm hoping that message gets out and helps somebody else. That's all. I just want to help those who can't help themselves.
You know, I think it's this radio station does the mission of this radio station is to get as much information out there about Rutherford County, about where we live, as mm-hmm. possible. And you know, I do my best, but I always find myself going to things that interest me. The things that interest you are going to be completely different,
right? I won't be covering a football game, Brian.
Probably not. But they're equally important to different mm-hmm. segments of this community. That's what I think is great about Murfreesboro and Rutherford County is the diversity that's here.
Right. I don't think I'd see you covering a Zumbathon either.
No, but I know what Zumba is.
I would hope so, but I couldn't imagine you actually participating.
No.
No.
I couldn't either. I but you could, right? Mm-hmm. You do?
I have,
Zumba
yes.
is something...
I do all kinds of working out. In fact, I don't just use fundraising and volunteerism can be really easy. You can just exercise for 2 hours and raise some funds for a local charity. And then you've exercised as well at the same time. So to me, that's two checked off my list of things to do today.
Is it easy? I mean, is volunteering easy? Because I think it would be a good opportunity as well to encourage volunteerism. Because, but you look and you see you've got single family, you know, a single mom, single dad, or maybe even a family that's working two jobs, have a couple of kids. You know, you really want to help, but you don't know where and you don't have the time. How do you go about that?
Well, I say make it a family event. If you find yourselves juggling kids and you've got to do family time, great family time is, for example, this past Saturday, I walked around the Avenue shops. Thank goodness they were closed. To raise awareness for Alzheimer's, myself and hundreds of other people, and there were families and dogs and wheelchairs, and it was a big event. So volunteerism doesn't have to be you one. It could be a family event that you do once a month. It can just be something that you commit to one hour a week or 20 minutes, anything, because many hands make light work. That was what my Nana used to say. And she was a big gal on volunteering. She would volunteer a lot when she was alive.
Thank goodness it was closed. I guess at least you probably had your purse with you, and that's why you were thankful it was closed?
Yes, very thankful.
Otherwise, you would have had a new pin on your head.
Absolutely.
If you see Carrie out, ask her about her pins, I guess, right?
Yes, if you happen to notice a pin, ask me about the pink pin.
There's always a story.
There's always
you.
A story.
Well, we are excited about having you sharing some stories and personal experiences and working with volunteer groups. It could be a person that's very near and dear and special to you that you would just like to bring attention to the work that they're doing. So it's going to be exciting. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited and nervous. And I was told once by a mentor that that's a good feeling to have. You should be excited about what you do, but a little bit nervous so that you do it right.
There will be lots of planning and things of that nature, I'm sure, right?
Well, a little bit, but then again, I'm going to let things fly a little bit too.
I think you're pretty good at on the fly, off the cuff, whatever you want to say.
I would say so. Can I do Can I do two shout outs?
You
I
have
think
some?
That's what you're allowed to say here, isn't it? A shout out.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I've got a very dear friend out there, Biatch Lee, and her BFFs, who are currently on platform 9 3/4. I shall see you there. And to the fans of the ultimate shock-headed Peter, you all know who you are, so just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. That's always, yeah.
I know. It didn't make one lick of sense to you, did it, Brian?
But it did to somebody.
I know. That's why I asked if it would be okay.
And those who are shock-headed Peter fans, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Shock-headed Peter fans, they're out there.
Yeah.
And apparently people are on platform 9 3/4. As well.
Well, as long as that encoded message got to its intended recipient,
it did.
That works well. Well, Carrie, we will see you October 2nd, and look forward to you contributing here to the Rutherford Issues program, and we'll see you then, I guess.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks for stopping by. Carrie Boylan joining us here on Rutherford Issues. She will be a contributor here on the show coming up starting in October. A couple of times a month she'll be in with us. So we hope you will stay tuned, as we say in the business. We'll be back to wrap it all up here in just a moment. Stay with us.